Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Generation to Generation Family Process in Church and Synagogue by Edwin H. Friedman is a foundational work in pastoral leadership and applied family systems thinking. Written by an ordained rabbi and practicing family therapist, the book brings concepts associated with systemic family therapy into the lived realities of churches and synagogues. Friedman argues that congregations operate as emotional systems, shaped less by formal structures and more by recurring patterns of relationship, anxiety, and reactivity that resemble dynamics in families. Rather than treating conflict as a series of isolated interpersonal problems, he invites leaders to see how symptoms, scapegoating, and chronic tension can be produced by the system itself. The book is practical in purpose. It aims to help clergy, lay leaders, and helping professionals interpret congregational crises with greater clarity and respond with steadier leadership. Its enduring influence comes from translating complex systems ideas into a leadership lens for everyday ministry and institutional life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, congregations as emotional systems, not just organizations. A central contribution of the book is the claim that a congregation functions like a family emotional system. Friedman emphasizes that the most powerful forces shaping congregational life are often invisible patterns of relationship rather than policies, committees, or stated values. When anxiety rises in a church or synagogue, people tend to become reactive, seek quick fixes, and look for a person to label as the problem. From a systems perspective, these behaviors are not random. They are predictable responses of a group trying to regain stability, even when the methods are unhealthy. This framing shifts attention away from blaming individuals and toward observing how the whole system participates in creating and maintaining symptoms. Leaders learn to ask different questions. What patterns keep repeating? Who becomes the focus of concern? And how does the community manage stress and uncertainty? By treating the congregation as an emotional unit, Friedman provides a way to understand why reasonable decisions can be so difficult in religious settings and why change can trigger disproportionate resistance. Secondly, triangles and the spread of anxiety in religious communities. Friedman highlights emotional triangles as a key mechanism by which anxiety spreads and conflicts persist. When tension builds between two people, it is common for a third person or group to be drawn in, intentionally or unintentionally, to reduce stress and create a sense of alignment. In congregational life, triangles can form among clergy, staff, influential members, committees, or even between subgroups. While a triangle can temporarily stabilize relationships, it often distorts communication and makes problems harder to address directly. Leaders may feel pressured to take sides, carry messages, or mediate disputes that others will not face themselves. A systems-informed leader instead works to stay connected without being pulled into reactive alliances. Friedman presents triangling as normal but potentially destructive when it becomes the primary way the community manages disagreement. Understanding triangles helps leaders read conflict more accurately, reduce gossip-driven decision-making, and respond in ways that lower emotional intensity rather than amplify it. Thirdly, differentiation of self as the core leadership capacity. One of the book's most practical ideas is differentiation of self, the ability to maintain a clear sense of identity and purpose while remaining meaningfully connected to others. Friedman argues that in anxious systems, leadership effectiveness depends less on technique and more on the leader's emotional presence. A differentiated leader can think and act with steadiness, resisting the pull to overfunction, appease, or retaliate. This does not mean being distant or harsh. It means holding convictions without turning them into a battle and staying relational without surrendering direction to the loudest voices. In congregations, where expectations and emotional demands can be intense, low differentiation often leads to burnout, reactive preaching or decision-making, and an endless chase for approval. Friedman reframes leadership growth as inner work that changes how the system responds. As the leader becomes less reactive and more defined, the congregation gains a model for healthier functioning and clearer boundaries, making change and conflict management more possible. Fourthly, family projection and multi-generational patterns in congregational life. Friedman draws on the family systems idea that anxiety and emotional patterns can be transmitted over time, shaping how groups respond to stress across generations. In families, projection occurs when unresolved tension is channeled onto a child or another member who becomes the focus of concern. Friedman shows how similar processes occur in congregations where a pastor, staff member, or outspoken member can become the identified problem while broader systemic issues remain unaddressed. This lens helps explain why certain conflicts feel larger than the immediate trigger and why communities repeat familiar scripts despite new circumstances. The multi-generational angle also invites leaders to consider history, previous splits, unresolved losses, leadership transitions, and long-standing rivalries may still influence present behavior. Instead of treating the latest crisis as unique, Friedman encourages leaders to look for the underlying emotional inheritance of the community. This approach can reduce personalization and defensiveness, giving leaders a clearer path to interrupt cycles rather than merely managing the latest flare-up. Lastly, leadership as a therapeutic force beyond individual counseling. A distinctive theme in the book is the claim that the way clergy lead can have broader healing impact than focusing primarily on individual pastoral counseling. Friedman does not dismiss counseling, but he challenges the assumption that the main route to congregational health is solving problems one person at a time. If the congregation is an emotional system, then healthier functioning requires systemic shifts in how the community manages anxiety, responsibility, and conflict. Leadership becomes a therapeutic modality when it lowers chronic reactivity and increases maturity across the group. This happens through consistent boundaries, clear direction, and the leader's capacity to stay non-anxious and principled under pressure. Friedman also warns that leaders can unintentionally reinforce dysfunction by overfunctioning, rescuing, or becoming the emotional regulator for everyone else. A systems approach encourages leaders to focus on process how decisions are made, how conflict is handled, and how people relate when stress rises. Over time, this can create a culture that supports stronger families and healthier individuals precisely because the larger system becomes less chronically anxious. In conclusion, this book is best suited for clergy, seminarians, lay leaders, and helping professionals who work close to religious institutions and want a realistic framework for understanding conflict and stagnation. Readers will gain practical benefits from learning to interpret congregational crises as predictable systemic patterns rather than moral failures or personality defects. The concepts of triangles, differentiation, and multi-generational emotional process offer a durable set of tools for diagnosing what is happening beneath the surface and choosing responses that reduce reactivity. For pastors and rabbis, the biggest payoff is a leadership model that prioritizes emotional presence and principled clarity over constant peacemaking and crisis management. For therapists and coaches, the book provides a bridge between family systems theory and organizational life in a setting where emotions, identity, and tradition intensify group dynamics. It stands out among leadership and pastoral care texts because it is neither a management handbook nor a purely clinical manual. Instead, it reframes religious leadership as systemic work, showing how the leader's functioning can influence the health of the entire congregation and, indirectly, the families within it. If you would like to support Edwin H. Friedman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.